Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. This is the day that the Lord has made. A wonderful day. He has created this day for you. Yes, yes, yes. He is an awesome God. He's so patient with us. He's so loving with us. Oh, yes, yes, yes. He is an awesome God. Yes, yes. And we thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him with every being that we have. We give Him praise. Yes. Because He's awesome. Oh, yes, He is. He's our Heavenly Father. Yes. He's our company keeper. He's a bridge over troubled water. He's a light that shines in a dark place. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And we thank Him for His Son, Jesus. Oh, we thank Him for Jesus. We thank Him for Jesus. Coming to the earth, walking around and ministering. Oh, yes, yes. We thank Him. We thank Him for Jesus, His only begotten Son. Yes, yes. We are just grateful today. Yes, yes. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Oh, yes. We serve a true and a living God. He's in this world today. He walks with us and He talks with us. Yes. All through the day. When we see the trees, when we see the sky, and when we just meet someone that's across the room, across the aisle, that can give us a smile or give us their seat or just say good morning. That's Him. That's how He looks. That's how He sounds. Yes. An awesome God. Let us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking You, Master. Thanking You for this day. Thanking You for the opportunity that You have given us. Yeah, You've given us this opportunity, God, that we can come in Your presence, God, and we can come with an open vessel, God. We're open. We're empty. Coming, oh God. Coming to get a refill, Lord. Oh, we just need to be filled, God. We need peace, God. Oh, we need joy, Master. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus to grant us peace, to grant us reassurance, God. Oh, to reassure us, God, that You got us, that You're holding us, God. Oh, yes, Master, we are just grateful for Jesus. We thank You for Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we give Him all praise. We give praise. Praises go up and blessings come down. We say hallelujah, hallelujah to the risen Savior. Thank You, God. We thank You in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. We know that there are so many things that are going around today that we see. A lot of things that are not nice. Then there are some things that are extremely overwhelming that's happening today. But we know God. And that is what's so important, that we know Him, that we put all our trust in Him. No matter what it looked like, no matter what's going on, we trust God. Yeah. He's going to see us. He's going to see us through. He's going to bring us. He's going to deliver us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read. Really, it's a letter. It's a letter, and it's written by Paul. Yeah. Apostle Paul. It's found in Romans chapter 12. I'm just going to paraphrase this because it's written, what I have is written as a letter. And it was written to a very dear friend of mine who had some serious questions when they were seeking, trying to know more about God. And they wanted to know. And, you know, when we get into want to know who this God is, we begin to seek. And he said that if we seek, we will what? We will find. If we knock, the door will open to us. All of us have gone down this road of seeking and looking and searching. Yeah, searching for truth, searching for love, huh? Yeah, we've all gone down this road. So in Romans chapter 12, I'm just going to start with that. It says here that I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service. Mm-hmm. So it says holy. Oh, we see that word holy, that a lot of times we get turned off because we just say, oh, I'm not holy. And really when we say that, we don't know God at that time. We don't have him in our heart. We don't have him in our life. That's why we think holy is so far that we can't reach it, that we can't touch holiness. Ooh, glory to God. So often we hear people say the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And it is. Our minds are valuable, and God values our minds. So here it says, this is true, and God knew that brother in Christ, who is Paul, is writing this. So he says, so oftentimes we hear this. We hear this scripture, but never really understanding that, yes, we can sacrifice our bodies. And you know, when you hear that and you think, sacrifice my body. Oh, I don't know how I could do that. I mean, I just can't imagine me putting up a sacrifice where I could actually sacrifice my body. Sacrifice. What does sacrifice mean? To give something. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. To give up something. Mm-hmm. But you may not feel that you're able to do. You may not feel that you're equipped to do. But you're going to what? Do it anyway. You may not even feel worthy. Glory to God. But you're going to sacrifice. You're going to take time. You're going to, if you didn't know how, you're going to take time to learn how it's done. Glory to God. Sacrifice. And taking time to learn, meaning put aside certain things. Put aside time out with certain people. Put aside, because you need to what? Learn how to sacrifice. Yeah. So in sacrificing, we give up. We're giving it up. Yeah, we give up to gain. Glory to God. Huh? So here we see. We hear that we hear that scripture. But we don't understand, because we can't imagine how we could sacrifice our bodies. Yield. To stop. To come to a place called halt. Halt. When we halt, we stop. We don't move. So the question is, how can that be? How can that be done? Through strong commitment. We must be committed. Be seeking. Seeking ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. Yeah. It must be done willingly. Listen to what I just said. It shouldn't be anyone forcing you. It shouldn't be anyone twisting your hand or twisting your arm. I remember years ago when I used to have the 6 and 8 year olds in Sunday school. Yeah. And they used to be so busy, always doing, everybody's doing something. You're trying to get them to understand, and they're doing what they want to do. And so I remember this particular Sunday, I wanted to know who came to Sunday school on their own because they wanted to be here, or who came because they were made to come. See, it's a big difference. It's a big difference when your parents force you to come. Yeah, it's a big look. If you've been teaching, you will see the difference. So the kids sit up when I said that because they had never heard anyone. No one had really ever asked them that. Who came here today because you wanted to be here? And then who came because you were made to come? You were told by your parents, you have to go. You get up. You do what I say. Who came? Like, no one had ever asked them this question. So they was like looking around to see who was going to say something first. You know how you do that. You're waiting on somebody else to say something first. Yeah. And then they had this one little guy. He said, I came here because my mama told me I better get up or she was going to give me a whipping. I said, oh, to myself. I said, well, that's being very honest. That's being very honest. I said, oh, okay. And then this little girl, she raised her hand and she said, well, I came to Sunday school because I like coming to your class. And so I said, oh, okay. So it's good to know who is in your class and why they are here. Yeah, because, see, that's what God looks at. He looks at, are you forced to come or are you coming as a free will? Are you coming as a free will? Now, I know parents. I'm not knocking parents because a lot of us came forced. And through being forced to get up and go to Sunday school, we learned how to enjoy the Sunday school. We learned to interact. We learned the times that we could talk and share. We learned that. But many of us didn't just start out with just wanting to go. Some of us were forced. So here we see in this particular situation here, it says that it must be done willingly. Well, so you must have a will. You must have a desire. Let's be plain. You must have a desire. And not be forced. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To come. Mm-hmm. And that's what God looks at. He looks at your heart. Are you sincere? Is this genuine? Or is this phony? Or is this a put on? Or is this really who you are? Yeah. He looks at your heart. Uh-huh. So we actually yield our bodies. We yield our bodies to things that are not pleasing to God. When I say yield, we mean we take them away. We stop them from coming. We no longer interact with those things. Yeah. Yes. Can we do this? Can we do this on our own? No. And God knows that we can't. He's aware of that. He knows we can't do it on our own. Our bodies are very important to God. And they should be important to us. It should be important to you. Your body should be important to you. Yeah. And it says here, and God knows that that is why we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who comes and aids us in the areas where we need help. God has given us the Holy Spirit. Designed to be our comforter. He's designed to be our leader. He's designed to be our guide, to steer us through difficulties, to steer us through times of trouble, steer us just through life. Yeah, just through life. It's not always when we have to have a crisis or something that we need the Holy Spirit, but even in peace times, we should want to spend time with the Holy Spirit and hear what he has to say and to be led and allow him to lead us. Yeah. In presenting our bodies wholly, this means not just on the outside, but it means also on the inside as well. To be holy. Yeah. To be holy. We all can have a sense of holiness. Holiness is just not for a few people. Holiness is just not for those people over there. Holiness can come over to you and grab you and hug you too. Holiness. Yes. It takes a mindset for us to eat well, to eat, to eat the proper diet. Yeah, in order for us to take care of our insides, Yeah, we have to eat and have the proper diet in order to take care of what? The inside that God has given us. He's given us these bodies. These bodies are on loan to us. We are the stewards of the body. Yeah, a steward. What is a steward? A steward is one who takes care of something that has been given to him. He's overseer of that item, stewardship. Yeah, just like we have monies, funds. We're stewards over those funds, that we are supposed to contribute those funds the way God is designed for us to do. So we become stewards. We're stewards in our homes. We're stewards with our families. We're stewards in our communities. Yes. Yeah. And we're stewards over our bodies. Yeah. So our body, that means to take care of it, to take care of your body that has been loaned to you through God. Yeah. Remember that God created us in his image and he created us in his likeness. That's in Genesis 1 and 2. We're in his likeness. We're in his image. So we're supposed to take care of it. Yeah, we're not supposed to just waste and just do anything and eat anything and just drink anything. No, we're supposed to be stewards and good stewards. So this means that God's gift to us is life. And life means that these bodies that we live in, we must take care of the gift that God has entrusted with us, our bodies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. After we take care of the inner body, then we can take care of the outer body. You see, so often we do it reversed. We take care of the out, and the inner side is just completely destroyed. Lack of nourishment. Huh? No love at all. Huh? No care. No care. No time for relaxation. No important sleeping habits. Yeah. We destroy. Self-destruct. We self-destruct our bodies. Yeah. We do it. Not God. Because everything God made, he made it good. He made it perfect. Huh? And it was good. But man comes and man destroys what God has created. Yeah. So often we worry about how I look. And that's what we do. We worry about how we look, how my hair look, how this dress look, are these shoes nice? But we never think about our inner man. Our inner man is crying. Our inner man is dying. Yeah. Our inner man. Your mind. Your mind is powerful. Your mind is a powerful thing. Yeah. In order to function properly, we must take care of the inner man. Mm-hmm. And that is through the renewing, what? Renewing of the mind. Glory to God. And what do you mean by renewing your mind? How can you do that? Well, think about this. When we were in the world, things we did in the world, we thought that was right. I know I did. Mm-hmm. I thought it was right. And then if I didn't think it was right, I felt that I could get away with it. Hello? Anybody else? Can you raise your hand? You thought you could what? Get away with that. So when you decided to come to Jesus, When you decided to lay it all down, throw it all down, and surrender to him, well, it was a, your thinking kind of changed. You know, you kind of start saying, I don't need to touch what don't belong to me. I don't need to say things that are not true. Now I need to be very truthful and to be honest. So you see, your mind changes, and it, what the scripture is calling it, is a renewed mind. See, your mind is still the same. You had the, this is the same mind that God created you to have. It's just that it has to be renewed. It has to be changed. It has to be dissect some of the weeds that have grown around it and caused all kind of destruction and chaos. Had to be removed. Clarity that only you can get. Hallelujah. Through the Most High God. Only you can get it through God. So your mind had to be renewed. Mm-hmm. Our mind controls our thoughts, and our thoughts will soon become our actions. Am I, anybody listen to what I'm saying? Yeah. So often we can not renew our mind. We can't renew them on our own. I know I can. I know I couldn't. I couldn't do that. I needed a savior. I needed someone to help me. And that's okay. That's okay. Hey, if you appear to be weak in that area, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's what he wants. Our Father wants us to be weak. He wants us to be weak, knowing that he is strong. Hallelujah. And all we have to do is call on him. His son Jesus is willing, able. He's already sent us the Holy Spirit. Yeah. The comforter. The comforter. The leader. The guider. Yeah. Who brings us to a place called truth and dumps truth in our spirit. Yeah. We just saturate ourselves in truth and in love. Oh, glory to God. No longer are we living in a world of pretense. Now we're genuine. We're genuine. Yeah. So often we cannot renew our minds on our own. Let me say that again. And that's okay. Jesus is standing there. He is standing right there. He's waiting. He's waiting on you and you and you. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on me to need assistance. Yeah. See, when we get to this place where we need the assistance and we can't do it any longer, then we are broken. In our brokenness, oh, glory to God, he will come. And he will do mighty, mighty works in us. Mighty. Yeah. The beginning of a process is to come to God. That's the beginning. And the simple is to admit that I need what? I need help. I need help, God. I need help. Need him to help me. Mm-hmm. I know he will hear you. Admit to God that you have been trying to do things, huh, kind of on your own. Huh? Anybody can attest to that. Kind of on your own, you've been doing things. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you thought, listen to that, you thought that was what you were supposed to do. Not only did you thought that, meaning you were thinking that, but you were taught that. That's what you were taught. You were taught that you are supposed to take on some responsibility in your life. There are certain things that you're supposed to do on your own. Never coming to this place where you have to lean on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You never been here. But it's okay. Because he's willing to teach you. He's willing to train you. He's willing to come in and show you how to lean and depend on him. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Yes. Jesus, the Savior of the world. Jesus, the lily of the valley. Jesus, he's the bright and the morning star. Jesus. He can rock us when we're weary. Glory to God. Yeah. Because he created us. And he knows that we're human. We have this human nature. And in our humanness, we try to do things on our own. Yeah. But here we see in Romans chapter 12, we have to submit to God. We got to come to this place. Yeah. It is so important. Yeah. Here we see that if we admit to God, I know he will hear you. If you just admit, if you just come to this place where, Lord, I need help. Yeah. Yeah. You have been trying to do it all by yourself. And it's not working. I know it's not working. I know it don't work. I done been on that street. And I know it don't work. That you need guidance. That you need a Savior. Oh, glory. You need someone that have all the resources, that own everything. Hallelujah. You need him. Yes, yes. But now you see that you cannot do it totally on your own. That you need guidance. You need spiritual help. Yeah, this is merely a form of surrendering to God. That's all this is. Surrender. And when you get to this place of surrendering, you're going to be the same person, going to have a new light. And the light that you're going to be shining now is different, because now you're going to understand where your destiny is, what you were designed to do, and who are you designed to acknowledge. Yeah. So this is going to be like a new world. Glory to God. Yeah. Remember, God loves you. Yeah. Yeah. He loves you, and he wants the best for all of us. Yes. Yes. So it's no need to be shy or shame or feel slight or feel indifferent just because you're asking for help. You were created to be helped. And he is here to help you. Glory to God. Yeah. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. Yeah. So be glad for all God is planning for you. Be glad. Yes. Be glad. Be very glad. In Romans 12 and 12, it says to be glad for all God is planning for you. Be patient in trouble and always be prayerful. Always. Always. See, when you're praying, that means you're communicating. You're talking to him and he's talking to you and you're listening to him. Glory to God. When God's children are in need, be the one to help. Be the one. Be the one to help out. And get into the habit of inviting guests home for dinner, or if they need someplace to stay for the night. You can do this. Yeah. You can do it. Steward. Over the stewardship that God has created you to have. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us. This word, God, this day, this lesson, we thank you, God, for teaching us how to wear masks and cover our mouths, oh God, and to secure our hands, oh God. We thank you, Master, and we will give you all praise, all honor, in Jesus' name. We look forward to having you back here with us next Friday and, of course, with us on Sunday. God Favorite Ministry, Minister George. Yes, we are just truly blessed, and we're highly favored. Yes, and we ask that you continually be blessed.